chair today is the position in the society and is belonging and the crown. Of course you crown yourself, but to a degree, right? These are all nonsenses, because this is the animal. What about human one? Listen carefully. Rejoice in sorrow. Do you remember? He talked about the happiness and all that, and he thought, why shouldn't I be happy? He goes back that rejoice in sorrow, for sorrow is the snare of the union. When you see a shortcoming or a weakness in yourself, you discover one weakness in yourself. If you don't care, what will happen? If you try to cover it up, you look more silly. But if there is a sorrow, you don't like it, what will happen? You try to do something for it, as simple as that. So this snare of connecting yourself is the looking at the shortcomings and feeling bad. You see how he expresses this sorrow, feeling bad, is positive, because it will activate all my energy and all that to do something about it. Yes?
Rejoice in sorrow, for sorrow is the snare of union. In this way, the ascent is downward. Sorrow is a treasure, and your pain is as the mine. But how should this catch hold? How should this catch hold of children?
Exactly how? How could I explain this to the children? How could I explain it to you non-grown-ups? That sorrow is lovely. How? Sorrow is a treasure hidden inside me. And you know what is the mine that this one is hidden in? My trying and my effort. That's simple. But could it be explained to the children? No. Because the children, they don't like the effort, they don't like the sorrow, and they're looking for happiness. Why? Because they're animals. They haven't learned yet. This is one of the points that makes that, how could I explain it really? Let's see.
When children hear the name of play, they all run with the speed of a wild ass. Oh, blind asses, in the direction there are snares. In this direction there are bloodshed in ambush.
This is the point. Yes, you say the children, let's play. They say, yeah, they run. Then what about the snare? Do you remember the snare? Hunting stuff. And who is hunting you? Everybody. Because this is what life is all about. Hunting and being hunted. That's the nature. You should know all of that. So, one of the most important stuff that we learned is pay attention to the warnings coming to you. You are the child, you want to play, okay. But when the grown-up will say, don't go there, that's good. That's fear, even, is good for you. Yes?
The arrows are flying, the bow is hidden. From the unseen world come upon youth 100 arrows of hoary eld. You must set foot on the plain of the heart, because in the plain of clay there is no opening.
What that means? Here, first of all, he plays with the word gel and del. Del is heart, gel is the clay. With gel, he means the earthly existence, the animal. right? And the heart. Heart is the stuff that we don't believe the animal, they had it. Do you remember? We are not talking about that bidding machine here. We're talking about the heart of the matter. And that is for us. We say, aha. Look at it. There is this field of clay, this field of reality, real existence, and there is this field of the heart, which is different in all the field. Yes?
The heart is the abode of security, O friends. Fountains and rose gardens with rose gardens.
That's what it is. When I'm talking about the field of the heart, first of all, we know that it's Abad. And Abad for you is, I don't know, how do you translate Abad? You cannot, because these are the words made of water. The water is up. Persian, up. Okay? Then, they have a word that a place with no water be Aban. Without water. But when you ask Iranians what is without water, they will say you the desert, wilderness. Because there's no water over there. Then they play with this word again and again. Here, first of all, we say Iman Abad. Iman means safe, but Abad is coming with it. Iman Abad, the Dostan. Why I say it's a very safe place, that great space of heart? Simple, because it's full of eyes and garden. And the garden. Do you remember we talked about the garden? Garden is the place that when you enter it, you don't want to go out as soon as possible. You try to make it as late as possible. Because in the garden, you will enjoy what? Beauty. And that's what we're talking about. So that domain of the heart I'm talking about is only seeing the beauty and the beauty. That's where you should go. In Arabic, turn towards the heart and journey on. O night travelers, there is trees and a flowing spring. Then in Persian, there's that. Are you ready? This is the point of the story. Do not go to the country. The country makes a fool of a man. It makes the intellect void of light and splendor. And in person is so beautiful and so sharp that it hurts really. When you say Dehmaro Dehmarra Ahmakuna. First of all, it's not a stupid, the word. It is the most stupid in Arabic. Ahmad means the most stupid. Mm-hmm. If you go back to the village, it will turn you stupid and... You remember I talked about the second kind of apple? That kind of apple is going to be the light of your path. This will turn off that light and will ruin you. Do not go there. Yes?
O chosen one, hear the prophet say, to dwell in the country is the grave of the intellect. If anyone stays in the country a single day...
This is something that he made up. Muhammad never said that. And he didn't say Muhammad said. What did he say? Prophet. Because when he wants to talk about his prophecy, prophecy is the same. When you're talking about Hap, doesn't matter who you are, you're talking Hap. Hear prophecy. And the prophet said what? He said, the village is the tomb of Hap. As simple as that. means if you go there, your real understanding will die. Yes?
If anyone stays in the country a single day at evening, his intellect will not be fully restored for a month.
You see how dangerous it is. One single night over there, you have a month to recover. Yeah?
For a month, foolishness will abide with him. What but these things should he reap from the parched herbage of the country?
That's the point. Because the country, what is there to really get?
Nothing.
But that stupidity, because Ahmad is not silly or, I don't know, none of these words will do. Ahmad is stupid. And I say, that stupidity will remain in you. For one night, you have a month. For one month, oh, your entire life could be. Long, long process, yes. Okay. What was that?
It's like smoking.
Is it? Okay. Tell me, how do you feel about it now?
How do I feel about what?
You're imagining a village with the peasants and things like that, right? Uh-huh. That's why you're wrong. What is the country? He will explain it to you.
And he that stays a month in the country, ignorance and blindness will be his lot for a long time. What is the country? The sheikh that has not been united but has become addicted to a conventionality and argument.
I don't know how the translation did it to you, but this is the most difficult one because he once stops. He said, how could I explain it to children? You know what? In this story, when I say the village, you prefer country. I don't know, country doesn't do it for me. It's village, okay. When I'm talking about the village, I'm talking about one fellow you shouldn't approach. And that fellow is this. Is a sheikh who is not connected, who hasn't arrived. So he's just carrying the sheikh stuff, but he's not there. How come? Let me tell you, there are two points over there to understand, and these are very important. First, if that fellow is an imitator, muqallid, do you remember muqallid? Imitator, if you follow someone else, whatever he does, you do. This is muqallid. I don't know how much you know about muqallid, but that taqlid is the main pillar of Shi'ism. That there is one fellow and everybody should imitate that fellow. And that is the leader. How do you feel about that? Rumi explained it 100%. You cannot even deviate from the meaning. He said, the people are the victim of this imitation. 100,000 swear to this imitation stuff. This is the pillar of Shi'ism. There is a fellow, that you should be the follower of that fellow. We say, you are you. And at the end of the day, you are responsible for what you are doing. No one else is responsible. So all I'm trying here to tell you is, in all different paths, do not go towards a fellow who is trying to himself, he's following someone else, and the second stuff is a fellow who is trying to prove something to you. Hujjat means proving something. If he's proving something to you, he is that village. you should avoid.